CHIP provides health insurance for nearly 9 million children nationwide whose parents earn too much for Medicaid but not enough for other forms of coverage. If Congress does not pass a bill extending funding for CHIP, West Virginia CHIP will close enrollment on February 28th. Experts do not expect the House bill, which was introduced last night, to pass, though, because it proposes pulling funding from Democrat-backed programs. A West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources spokeswoman, Allison Adler, says, quote, "We have been working with the end of December as our time frame for passage of a funding bill." She says if Congress doesn't pass a bill, the CHIP program plans to send notifications to families and providers by early January. Services and benefits will continue as normal for members through the end of February. In Appalachia, Virginia, and Pennsylvania will run out of money by the end of January. Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, and North Carolina are all expected to lose coverage by the end of March. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.